New storm sewers and green infrastructure, lead water service line replacements and water main replacements are among more than $267 million in state grants recently awarded to Michigan cities, villages, and townships to protect public health and Michigan's world-class water resources, Governor Gretchen Whitmer has announced. This includes funding for the city of Sault Ste. Marie for $17,512,500. The local project consists of disconnection of storm and sanitary sewer lines in the Peck and Meridian Streets service area, according to a news release. Approximately 3,000 linear feet of sanitary sewer will be replaced, and sections of existing storm sewer would be reutilized. New storm sewers will be installed in areas without existing sewers. The city will also complete wastewater treatment plant improvements, including replacement of influent pumping and screening system equipment, upgrades to grit removal system and scum handling concentration tank, replacement of chemical storage and feed system, replacement of secondary clarifier mechanisms, rotating biological contactor components, and various pumps, installation of new sodium hypochlorite disinfection system and chlorine contact tank, and complete supervisory control and data acquisition system, electrical distribution system, and other upgrades. Every Michigander deserves access to clean, safe water, and as our state's most precious natural resource, we have to do more to protect it, Whitmer said. Since I took office, we have made the largest investments ever to build or fix water infrastructure. Together, we replaced tens of thousands of lead pipes, upgraded sewer systems to reduce flooding, and protected our lakes, streams, and waterways. Today's grants will upgrade water infrastructure in cities and towns across the state, from West and Southeast Michigan all the way to the UP. We will keep making tangible investments in infrastructure that make a real difference in people's lives so parents can give their kids a glass of water from the tap and know that it is safe. 70% of Michiganders are served by more than 1,000 community wastewater systems, and a similar percentage get drinking water from community water systems. Those systems often struggle to find resources to address legacy issues like aging drinking water and storm water facilities, and emerging challenges like per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, PFAS, forever chemicals. The MI Clean Water Plan offers support to communities and water systems through the Drinking Water State Revolving Fund, DWSRF, Clean Water State Revolving Fund, CWSRF, and the American Rescue Plan Act, ARPA, to address those issues, ensuring healthy drinking water and protection of Michigan's environment. As we invest in local water infrastructure projects, we're not just upgrading pipes and pumps. We're revitalizing communities, ensuring access to clean water, and reducing costs for residents, said Phil Ruse, director of the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes and Energy. More than half of EGLE's budget has traditionally passed through to Michigan cities, towns, villages, and other local government agencies to finance critical improvements that help them better protect residents and our natural resources. Other grants through the Clean Water State Revolving Fund, CWSRF. County of Oakland for $933,750. The project is for rehabilitation of approximately 46,000 feet of sanitary sewer mains and repair, rehabilitation of approximately 267 manholes. City of Owosso for $2,600,000. The project consists of improvements to the secondary clarifier at the city's wastewater treatment plant. Great Lakes Water Authority for $14,011,908. The project consists of installation of an estimated 12,500 feet of storm sewer, 200 storm sewer manholes, catch basins, inlets, two water quality systems, 2,500 feet of 24-inch diameter sanitary sewer, 10 sanitary sewer manholes, and green infrastructure bios whale and bioretention areas in the city of Detroit's West Chicago South residential neighborhood. City of Inkster for $20 million. This project focuses on work to eliminate Eastern Rouge outfalls. This includes new combined sewer pump station and sanitary sewers to reroute flows to a retention treatment basin and provide relief capacity. Great Lakes Water Authority, GLWA, for $20 million. For GLWA's Northwest Interceptor to Oakwood Combined Sewer Overflow Sewer Project consisting of an approximately 3,600 linear foot combined relief sewer and a permanent diversion structure in Detroit's southernmost neighborhoods, Boynton and Oakwood Heights. Charter County of Wayne for $2,922,300. For approximately 21,000 linear feet of sewer rehabilitation of existing large diameter pipe from Beach Daily Road to Telegraph Road and from Warrendale Drive to Outer Drive. Red Run Sewer is an estimated 1,040 lineal feet of sanitary sewer pipe relocation. Includes asset management inspection of an estimated 200,000 linear feet of sanitary sewer pipe along the Middle and Lower Rouge interceptors. City of Flint for $20 million. This project involves the Avon Pump Station demolition, 3rd Avenue Pump Station Force Main upgrades, and electrical improvements. Grants through the Drinking Water State Revolving Fund. Oakland County, City of Pontiac for $18,704,420. Approximately 28,600 linear feet of water main will be replaced and rehabilitated in the Indian Village and Ottawa Hills neighborhoods. Additionally, approximately 266 lead service lines will be replaced, primarily in the Fairview neighborhood. City of St. Louis for $16,825,000. The project consists of water main, lead service line, and valve replacement in various locations throughout the city. Water main work consists of replacing 21,500 feet of existing water mains with larger, 8-inch and 12-inch ductile iron pipe. An additional 1,400 feet of water main will be constructed to loop dead-end water mains. A total of 12 lead service lines and 10 valves will be replaced throughout the city. City of East Point for $8,624,750. The project is for replacement of approximately 28,000 feet of water main and approximately 132 lead service lines alongside the proposed water main replacement. City of Marine City for $11,363,586. The project includes replacement of approximately 210 lead services lines and 27,750 feet of water main, as well as looping of approximately 10,150 feet of water main. Improvements will be made to the water treatment plant, source water intake pipe, and storage tower. City of Bessemer for $1,940,000. The project consists of replacement of approximately 2,920 feet of water main pipe and installation of a new steel storage tank. Approximately 2,006 feet of transmission main will be installed for the new storage tank. County of Marquette, K.I. Sawyer for $3,367,500. This project consists of water main and lead service line replacement, tank upgrades, and wellhouse improvements. City of Ithaca for $1,228,458. This project includes the replacement of approximately 5,900 feet of water main, the extension of the existing water main on Barnes Street to complete loops to Center Street and North Street, and replacement of lead service lines. City of Kalamazoo for $2,325,057. This project includes water main replacement, lining, and lead service line replacement. City of Springfield for $3,533,250. The project includes approximately 16,000 feet of water main replacement, looping, lead service line replacement, and 3 pressure-reducing valves. Additionally, there is minor sewer work in conjunction with replacement of a water main that runs through an existing sanitary sewer manhole. South Haven Area Water Sewer Authority for $9,158,291. The project includes the construction of a new elevated storage tank, booster station, water main replacement, and the replacement of approximately 2,100 lead service lines. The existing standpipe and booster station will be decommissioned once construction is complete. City of Croswell for $3,118,400. This project includes replacement of water main pipe and installation of water main looping to remove dead ends. The project includes completing an estimated 213 lead service line replacements and installing a water storage tower mixer system. City of Muskegon for $539,000. This project includes replacement of approximately 1,315 public and private lead and galvanized water service lines throughout the Oakview and Sheldon Park neighborhoods. Muskegon is also completing recommended repairs and improvements to the elevated storage tank. Village of Breckenridge for $1,395,540. This project includes replacement of water main pipe and installation of water main looping to remove dead ends. The project also includes water storage tank rehabilitation, including installing a mixing system and a new screen, replacement of approximately 100 water meters and 6 lead service lines, water treatment plant building rehabilitation, including installing a new roof, insulation, and steel siding, installation of a new bulk brine tank, replacing approximately 6 inoperable valves, drilling a new drinking water supply well, installing a new well pump, installing a supervisory control and data acquisition system, and abandoning well number 3. City of Alma for $5,157,900. This project includes replacement of water main and looping to remove dead ends. The project also consists of water storage tank rehabilitation, installing a check valve, replacing the 30-inch diameter wet interior roof hatch, abrasive blast cleaning the tank exterior and repainting, and various interior infrastructure improvements and safety upgrades. The project also consists of replacing the existing water storage tower control building with a similarly sized building consisting of a split-faced masonry structure on top of a concrete slab and replacement of approximately 2,695 water meters and 112 lead service lines. Village of Hesperia for $14,680,950. The project includes construction of a new water treatment plant, improvements to 2 well houses including the installation of a water main to connect them, demolition of well house 3, and the abandonment and replacement of well 3 at a new site. Also included is replacement of approximately 15,000 linear feet of water main, replacement of approximately 386 public and private side lead and galvanized water service lines, replacement of outdated water meters, and completing repairs and improvements to the elevated storage tank. Village of Pentwater for $1,853,000. This project includes the construction of a new municipal well house, including a new municipal well pump, piping, chemical feed system, and related components. This includes construction of approximately 650 linear feet of transmission main under Pentwater channel. Additionally, this project will include replacing and adding approximately 10,350 linear feet of water main and replacing approximately 200 public and private lead and galvanized water service lines throughout the village. City of Albion for $7,131,512. The project includes the construction of a new 1-million-gallon elevated water storage tank, replacement of approximately 19,800 linear feet of water main, and replacement of lead and brass service lines. Existing pumps, valves, and filters will be replaced at the water treatment plant, as well as upgrades, laboratory space, building rehab, and installation of flow meters. City of Mount Clemens for $7,149,520. The project connects the City of Mount Clemens drinking water system to the regional GLWA drinking water system, as well as the replacement of lead service lines. Mount Clemens' existing water filtration plant, WFP, and water intake will be abandoned, decommissioned from use, and demolished along with the abandonment of water mains. Mount Clemens will replace approximately 44 lead service lines located south of Cass Avenue. Village of Capac for $4,131,500. The project includes replacement of approximately 768 lead service lines and 100 mainline valves and water meters, along with approximately 16,000 feet of water main replacement and looping. Improvements to the elevated storage tank and arsenic removal plant, as well as constructing a replacement well and conducting well house improvements, is part of the project. City of Corunna for $7,046,955. The project consists of improvements to the M71 booster station, construction of an elevated storage tank, replacement and upsizing of the Shiawassee Street transmission main, water main replacement and associated lead service line replacements, water main looping, and the construction of the Caledonia Connection Booster Pump Station are part of the project. City of Dearborn Heights for $10,373,000. The project consists of replacement of approximately 16,000 linear feet of water main along Warren Road, Penny Street, Gully Road, Berwyn Road, and Jackson Street. Additionally, replacement of approximately 22,100 water meters and 1,750 lead service lines will take place throughout the city. City of Kingsford for $3,658,706. The project consists of replacement of approximately 23,000 linear feet of water main pipe, installation of two water main looping locations, and replacement of approximately 335 lead and galvanized water service lines on public and private property in the Heights and Ford Addition neighborhoods. Charter Township of Escoda for $1,565,065. This project will remove and replace old, undersized water main, complete water main loops for reliability, and remove and replace hydrants on the former Air Force base subject to cross-contamination from PFAS substances. City of Newaygo for $689,500. Replacement of approximately 250 public and private side lead and galvanized water service lines throughout the city. The project also includes replacing approximately 2,000 linear feet of water main located on Wood Street, including corresponding hydrants, valves, and taps. City of Jackson for $2,772,500. This project includes the replacement of approximately 6,369 linear feet of water main and the replacement of associated lead service lines. Township of Standish for $2,332,500. This project consists of a water main extension from City of Pinconning Water Treatment Plant to the Whites Beach area of Standish Township. City of Reed City for $3,787,920. This project includes the demolition, abandonment, and replacement of two water wells. This includes consolidation of the White Birch Estates Mobile Home Park to the municipal system and the abandonment of their on-site wells. Additionally, this project includes replacing approximately 8,500 linear feet of water main, replacing approximately 170 public and private side lead and galvanized water service lines, installing new water meters throughout the city, and making repairs and improvements to the elevated storage tank on 225th Avenue. City of Wakefield for $4,000. This project consists of replacement of 40 lead or galvanized service lines. City of Ishpeming for $9,896,800. This project consists of water main replacement, lead service line replacement, and water tank security. Bessemer Township for $5,000 for replacement of approximately 35 lead drinking water service lines. Technical, managerial, and financial grants. 8 water systems received grants for work in identifying or verifying lead service lines in preparation for replacement. The process to accomplish this effort includes hydrovacking on either side of each curb stop and performing in-building investigation to document service line materials. These projects include restoration to original condition of hydrovac locations. Hydrovacking involves a piece of equipment using high-pressure water to cut and liquefy the soil, while simultaneously using a high-volume vacuum to remove the soil from the excavation. Recipients and their respective amounts. City of Clio, $193,004. City of Wakefield, $338,690. City of Owosso, $600,000. Village of Freeport, $39,500. City of Three Rivers, $600,000. City of Algonac, $159,400. City of Hancock, $584,885. Village of Breckenridge, $122,200. City of East Lansing, $600,000. Village of Thompsonville, $28,776. City of Iron Mountain, $595,604. City of Menominee, $204,790. City of Bay City, $26,874. Charter Township of Royal Oak, $354,280. Village of Central Lake, $311,150. Click on the links for more information about the Drinking Water State Revolving Fund, the Clean Water State Revolving Fund, the technical, managerial, and financial grants, and EGLE's Grants and Loans Dashboard.